the first month. He appointed the priests to their offices and encouraged them in the service of the house of the Lord. And he said to the Levites, who taught all Israel and who were holy to the Lord, "Put the holy ark in the house which Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, built. You need no longer carry it upon your shoulders. Now serve the Lord your God and his people Israel. Prepare yourselves according to your father's houses. By your divisions follow the directions of David, king of Israel, and the directions of Solomon, his son. And stand in the holy place according to the groupings of the father's houses, of your brethren, the lay people, and let there be for each part of the father's house of the Levites. And kill the Passover lamb and sanctify yourselves, and prepare for your brethren to do according to the word of the Lord by Moses." Then Josiah contributed to the lay people as Passover offerings for all that were present, lambs and kids from the flock to the number of 30,000, and 3,000 bulls. These were from the king's possessions. And his princes contributed willingly to the people, to the priests and to the Levites. Hilkiah, Zechariah, Jehiel, the chief officers of the house of God, gave to the priests for the Passover offerings of 2,600 lambs and kids, and 300 bulls. Conaniah also, and Shemaiah, and Nathaniel his brothers, and Hashabiah, and Jehiel, and Josabad, the chiefs of the Levites, gave to the Levites for the Passover 5,000 lambs and kids and 500 bulls. When the service had been prepared for, the priests stood in their place and the Levites in their divisions according to the king's command. And they killed the Passover lamb, and the priests sprinkled the blood which they received from them, while the Levites flayed the victims. And they set aside the burnt offerings that they might distribute them according to the groupings of the father's houses of the lay people, to offer the Lord as it is written in the book of Moses. And so they did with the bulls, and they roasted the Passover lamb with fire according to the ordinance. And they boiled the holy offerings in pots and in cauldrons and in pans, and they carried them quickly to the lay people. And afterwards they prepared themselves and for the priests, because the priests, the sons of Aaron, were busied in offering the burnt offerings and the fat parts until night. So the Levites prepared for themselves and for the priests, the sons of Aaron. The singers, the sons of Asaph, were in their place according to the command of David, and Asaph and Heman and Juduthun, the king's seer, and the gatekeepers were at each gate. They did not need to depart from their service, for their brethren the Levites prepared for them. So all the service of the Lord was prepared that day to keep Passover and to offer burnt offerings on the altar of the Lord according to the command of King Josiah. And the people of Israel who were present kept Passover at that time and the feast of unleavened bread 7 days. No Passover like it was kept in Israel since the days of Samuel the prophet. None of the kings of Israel had kept such a Passover as was kept by Josiah. And the priests and the Levites and all Judah and Israel were present, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. In the 18th year of the reign of Josiah, this Passover was kept. Amen.